Hello, friends. This is Archangel. Males are seen as utilities to society, shovels for the enrichment of the female populace. And not only are guys indoctrinated to be shovels for the usage of female welfare, but these shovels are on a time schedule. I have always resisted people who push adherence to age-appropriate behaviors and activities. I noticed this from a young age. I have always detested how males were told what was appropriate at what age. Understanding gynocentrism, I now know why I have always been annoyed by people propagating age-specific behavior. Obviously, and legally, certain activities are age-restricted, drinking, voting, driving, etc. Moreover, there are certain activities that should be saved for the physically and mentally mature individuals, such as sex. But since we thrive off male labor and sacrifice, thus we need to ferry males away from Tonka trucks in the sandbox and into a sweating, white-knighting tool of service to females and the societies that worship them as quickly as possible. So we immediately begin indoctrinating males in childhood. From the time they can walk and understand language, we groom them to do manual chores and tasks. We raise them to take females' abuse and to take care of mom and sisters and their female contemporaries at the playground. We discourage their emotion, even compelling them through punishment to hide their weaknesses and hurts. We may allow them to play here and there, yet we fully expect that when puberty hits and they discover girls, that they will naturally graduate to servitude and their place as utilities. Society is banking on the efficacy and speed of male utility indoctrination beginning in their preteen years, and then upon high school completion, they should be full-blown utilities chasing the female carrot and thinking about their future, meaning career, marriage, family, servitude. After males get their driver's license, we pretty much demand that male service society and its entitled female citizenry. So we shame them into viewing the PlayStation and sports cars as a silly phase they should outgrow as quickly as possible. After all, we believe females to be superior, the purpose of life and existence. And so we need to carry and placate females. There is no time for dreams or pursuit of any hobby or interest that does not benefit females, nor is there space in the utility timetable for such indulgence of nonsense like male wants or dreams or desires. You must realize that if males continue gaming or risky activities like motorcycle riding, this may put a perfectly good shovel at unnecessary risk, which is unacceptable to the vaginisty. Hence, we need all shovels to be gynocentrically minded, and thus there is no time for astronaut dreams or skydiving on the weekend. You see, what males fail to understand is that they are not free beings. They are servants, livestock, whose purpose is the upkeep and protection of a female-favoring world. Males are not free to do what they want, so we have indoctrination solicitors in place to steer them towards their true position as societal utilities. We have scouts and military and religion teaching traditionalist dogma of God, duty, honor, country, and family, family, family. We have pop culture touting female supremacy and demanding male chivalry. We have males propagating social justice and white knighting to other males. And we have females that manipulate through sex. Oh, you better grow up and get a job or get rid of your Xbox and Star Wars posters, otherwise you won't get any sex. And she may just move on to someone who will slave away at a miserable job to earn money that will eventually benefit females on dates or in marriage, and will continue flowing to her even after divorce. So all the grow up, get a job, get a haircut, dress this way, behave or talk that way, all this instruction of male behavior and appearance because he is over 16 and should be contributing to society, all this has forever annoyed me. We shame males in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, their 60s to look and act a certain way because they are shovels and should behave as such. So I love it when I see a male, especially of advanced age, acting juvenile. I love seeing males in their 60s, even 70s, standing in line for a hip nightclub. Yes, I have seen this, and I love it when Grandpa watches cartoons or listens to rap or engages in any activity that is considered childish by the Vaginasty, for the same reason that I made the Liberation Salute video, where I give kudos to males that dare to wear condemned male appearances, such as unruly hair or Speedos. For this same reasoning do I love to see males defy age-appropriate behaviors or protocols. Because this demonstrates defiance of conformity to society. This represents males rejecting the indoctrination of being a shovel for females in society. Because everybody knows that grandpa is supposed to be a gopher for grandma and do chores for grandma and the rest of the family, as well as teach younger males how to serve society and treat females like ladies and pass the wisdoms of traditionalism like happy wife, happy life, on down the line to future generations of shovels. Mature males are not supposed to be dressing in hip clothes or listening to Slipknot and going out on the weekends. These shovels especially are supposed to be servicing females and preaching God, honor, duty, country, family with generous helpings of
back in my day
or
in the good old days
with which to shame younger, honorary males with. And then settling down to a night of prune juice and the latest copy of AARP, and then a Geritol before bed, which is at 8 p.m. sharp. They are not supposed to be out buying the latest edition of Halo and going to superhero conventions. We shame males away from their own interests and pursuits and compel them into looking, behaving, and laboring even from their preteen years. So when I see other males giving the Vaginasty and gynocentrism the middle finger via their appearance or actions, I love it. We allow females all the leniency we can muster for them to look or act how they want at any age. Then again, why wouldn't we? We treat females as adult children, where we protect them from harm or consequence even more than actual children. So if we handle females with kid gloves, then kids can act like kids at any age, right? If she is 50 or 60 and she wants highlights in her hair or wants to get a sports car or hit up a nightclub, go for it, girl. You've had 3 kids? Oh, you deserve it. Yet if a guy is 60 and gets a piercing or a tuner car, suddenly he is having a midlife crisis and people will mock him. Yeah, how old are you? A convertible Porsche? Really? We think it's cool for older females to chase 20-year-old males. In fact, we have a whole subgroup coined Cougars in which we celebrate this paradigm. But it is gross and creepy if older males chase college-age females. We give females the high five with statements like, "You go, girl," or "getting her groove back," when mature females act hip and trendy. Yet when shovels do the same, suddenly he is having an identity crisis. Well, actually, he is, since he is supposed to be a shovel, that's it. And when he starts to stray from the script, he is having trouble discerning between utility and a being of free agency. Males are forgetting their role, their identity as shovels, and this is a crisis for those who leech off his utility. There is one male who goes to my gym. He is single, and he must be in his 70s, and he drives a new Mazda Miata. Not a Buick like his peers. Another male who is shackle-free, I mean unmarried, drives a new Challenger, and he is only a few months from retirement. The other day I was driving and I saw a man who must have been in his upper 60s, maybe even 70s, riding a motorcycle with pride and no helmet. Now, this is not unusual. Many mature males ride motorcycles, everything from Goldwings to trikes to even those new Can-Am Spiders. However, this man was riding a Hayabusa, which, for those who don't know, is a type of motorcycle classified as a sport bike. They are also known as bullet bikes, and this is for good reason. When I saw this gentleman riding this fine metallic specimen, I was initially jealous. But then I felt that inner satisfaction. Damn right, brother, ride that bike and show off to everyone. Friends, I want you to do whatever the hell you want at any age. Get piercings, get tattoos, play with toys, watch cartoons, play the latest game on the latest console, wear whatever you want, listen to whatever you want. I love males that refuse to act their age. I love it. Because essentially, they are saying, piss off, vaginasty. And really, acting your age simply means acting your utility. Well, guess what? You are not utilities. And now is the time for you to catch up or indulge in the things you wanted to do when you were younger, back when you were being brainwashed into discarding such childish pursuits in order to take on a job, a family, and a society that despises you. I want to see more mature males, more silver-haired titans, on Hayabusas, or in clubs, or gaming at home, because this is a stark middle finger at traditionalism, gynocentrism, and the vaginasty. And that which injures or offends the vaginasty is welcome at this table. My friends, stand with me, live free.